Welcome to the Port Charles Update with your hosts, Mish and Mel.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to another weird and wonky week at GH.
I'm not going to lie. I just was like, dans la lune for a minute. And I was like, what is happening? What are we doing right now? But thank you for like mentioning the whole GH thing. Now I remember we're recording. People will eventually listen.
Yes.
Okay. So like, I can't wait to talk about this. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Dante. Okay. And he suddenly realized that he's a cop and the son of a mobster. And I wrote down, now you care what your coworkers think of you?
What?
Really?
Oh, la, la. It's just so funny because we talked, you know, we got the awakening from Laura. Then we got the awakening from Anna. And now Dante, for me, was like the funniest by far.
Like, he had an awakening, but he's not turning away from his dad unlike anybody else, right? So it's not as jarring as everyone else. But so it's just that, like, he came out of this near-death experience with a lot of people rooting for him to stay alive, right? And now he's like, do you think my coworkers like me? And she's like, well, they all lined up to donate blood, you know, like, they like you. And so that whole thing was a bit much for this. No, wait, how did that sentence go? Wait.
It went well. I think it was good. It matched.
Okay, everybody understands. Thank you. Thank you. And so then this is what I was thinking. So he's pouring his heart out about this decision to like quit being a cop. And then Sam prematurely shares her opinion. And I'm like, no. Because the moment she opened her mouth, I'm like, well, that's your wedge, guys. But I mean, I could be wrong after today's episode. But she was like, I'm so relieved. I hate your life. And I'm so glad you're putting an end to your career. And so I was like, I don't know. But I didn't anticipate what was going to come next, right? I straight up was like, finally, you're quitting being a cop. And now you can actually have a dad. Because that seemed to matter to him a lot, you know? Having that and having his family. And also it's like you almost died. So I figured, okay, cool. This is interesting. Now what will happen to Dante? Will Anna happen to Dante?
No, but like, I wish she had worn her glasses from today during that meeting.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it would have leveled up the scene of her being like, I'm going to lay down the groundwork to let you know why you should be a cop because look how cool I am.
I wanted to make this whole montage, but it was, you know, a lot of work. So I'm going to describe it for you. Okay, a little performance art.
Tell me. I love it. I'm here for it.
So when Dante tries to quit and she's like, well, why? Like, what prompted this? I wanted to cut to be like, remember the coma? Do you remember it? And like, I wanted to have like a flash of everyone crying and the gun and him getting shot and him being in the hospital and everybody like mourning over Dante and being like, that's why. And then she's like, it's not because of the gunshot, is it?
And then like it happens every day.
And then he's like, well, not mainly. It's actually about my dad. I'm like, this is such a bizarre conversation. But what I loved about this bizarre conversation is that even when Dante walked away, he was able to accurately describe how bizarre it was to Sam. Because you know, like, people have these weird conversations and they go into another scene. They're like, yeah, we had a talk. They said hello. It's like, no, a lot more happened than that. Could you please share details? But Anna was insane. She was like, you can't stop being a cop because if you're not a cop, you're going to be in the mob, Dante, and you're going to be a criminal. And the only way to stay safe is to move. And I'm like, this from the woman who's like as much as Anna is like, hey, the law is important. Really? I mean, she dated, she dated Duke, Valentine, became friends with Sunny. And then when she dated Finn, she was like, you're not interesting enough for me.
Right?
So I'm like, okay, sure, Anna. So then she's like pretty much telling him like the only thing protecting you and keeping you like in line and a good person is this badge. And then I got really confused because I'm like, What have people told her about the badge? Like, what does Anna think the badge can do? Because, like, because she's like the boundaries can get blurry. And I'm like, for you. Right? Because if you think badges can make the boundaries less blurry, you should get 5 and just pin them all through your body. And like, and it's like, it's so important to her. She's like, no, you must stay. And it's like, after all the years he's been a cop, she's like, okay, fine. Maybe you just don't prosecute your dad. Like, maybe you don't, you know, you don't work on cases involving your dad. And I'm like, this has just occurred to you now. Like, this should have been implemented from the start. Instead, she keeps telling all of these like external like law officials, no, like it's cool. Like, it's his dad and they may be neighbors, but we could trust Dante with all of this information and to arrest his father when it matters. But why would you put him in that? Like, I remember months ago, maybe even more than that, they were at, when it was called Kelly's, Sam pointing out to Dante, like, you don't have to arrest your dad. You don't even have to work on cases. Like, you could have boundaries. Like, she told him this a long time ago.
Right?
But like, when she was begging Dante not to leave, I was just like, what's the matter with you? Like, why is it that you want Dante and Molly to take down Sunny?
So, you know, when Maxie told Nina a therapist would have a field day with you, I felt like that line was very appropriate for Anna.
But like, she's like, Dante, I want you to stay here. And then today she's like, Dex, do you think I made a good decision? I know you're not a cop yet, but as the commissioner, I felt that I could consult with you and get your expertise on this.
Right. And like, she needs the validation. She's checking in on like him making friends. Like, it's just bizarro land.
Well, she thinks it can protect people from everything. She's like, if Dex is a cop, we can protect him from Sunny, except for when Sunny shoots him anyway. And then if Dante's a cop, then we can protect him from moving over to the dark side. I mean, he can walk across the hall and go see his dad, but we'll prevent him from the darkness.
I think she thinks the badge, like, there's a button and then there's like a bubble
that pops up
around them, a force field. Yes, yes.
And I'm like, it's a shield, not a force field. Like, I didn't know what to, like, I didn't know how to, and even Dante, when he was like, I don't think I could be a cop anymore because I had a thought. I questioned myself one time. And I think that if I'm questioning myself, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, you're right. If you're going to be on the PCPD, no thinking required.
Like, just look pretty. And never solve a case.
He's like, if I keep questioning myself, I may solve crime. And I know that's not what I signed up for. So that whole thing was just ridiculous. And I mean, even today when she was talking to Dex, I'm like, can Anna, like, you have to stop crying. Like, you have to stop tearing every time. Like, every conversation can't be this intense with your colleagues.
I don't know what's going on with this lady, but I'm really excited about the friendship with Jason, because I'm hoping that will even things out more for Jason is very logical.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he says things to her to straighten things out, it might actually land.
It might land. You know,
but
what?
Then fly away.
Well, it's just that, like, we left off with Anna and the conclusion was she was going to go talk with Carly.
And yeah, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, Carly is not a fan of being questioned by Anna.
Right.
But I know Anna doesn't know how to, like, have a conversation. And I know that she's going to go full cop, right? She's going to fully interrogate and, like, make it difficult. And I wouldn't be surprised if Carly weaseled out information from Anna that she shouldn't be giving.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm pretty sure Anna's going to deal with this the only way she knows how, taking an untrustworthy civilian and making them go undercover.
Oh my gosh, you're so freaking right.
Alla-Lucy.
I can see it happen.
Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, this all starts with the fact that Carly went to go talk to Jason because she was concerned about Sunny. And I was like, I understand that you are, and you're not wrong, but it's so hard to watch how he's treated them
I know, right?
And to have her and him really kind of still looking out for him in the background.
Yes.
I don't know what I think about all of that. Maybe we'll come to a conclusion at the end of the podcast today. But in terms of like the Jason, the Carly, the Sunny, the Sam, like I'm trying to figure it out. Like, are they trying to get the band back together? Is this a different version of it? Because somebody had mentioned that on the Daily Drama is the podcast with Bradford and Steve Burton. And so they were mentioning how Joss's episode sort of explains the new writing. And it was short. Okay. It was cute. And she talked a little bit about that, saying she did such a good job of being really careful, because all I kept thinking about was Joey and Friends when he like talks crap about the writer and then gets written off. So he did a really good job of saying it's different, you know, and I think they wanted to wipe it the clean slate. Like, she did a really good job of being on board with the changes and being like, it's different and it's exciting. She basically said that if Spencer had still been around, there's a good chance they just would have broken up everybody. And she's like, we were really surprised. Like, we were very shocked to get the script that they were breaking up. So it was interesting to hear that. And it's like, okay. They were talking about it. She said, you know, half the audience might like it. The other half, no. Steve Burton was saying things like the more senior staff, like they've been around longer. A lot of them said they're excited for the first time in a long time, because she basically said, because of the blank slate, nobody actually knows the trajectory of their character. So every script is sort of like a clue to this.
Huh. Okay. And interesting way to look at it.
I could understand. That's why when they were asking her for insight into her character or whatever, she's like, I truly can't say. And I just kept thinking, like, I can understand wanting to come in and shake things up. And I like that. But I don't know how I feel about the idea of, like, let's just wipe the blank, the slate clean. Because she was even saying, like, what did I say? I don't even know. But everybody gets what I'm saying.
Starting over. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I understand. Oh, thank you. That is so much easier. That is so much easier to say. Starting over. So what she was saying, too, was that, you know, for her and Dex, she recognized how silly it was. How silly it was, but they had to just get there, so they got there. And that's the part that I don't like. Like, and I can understand you wanting to come on board and shake things up, but you also don't have to be impatient about it, right where you want to go. Like, I think it was too abrupt. Like, I think if you're going to come on this scene, like, and you have this idea that you really want to shake things up and you want to mix things up, so get them there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to break up all these couples or make all these changes, I think you can have some pretty explosive moments to get people where they want to go, rather than just these like abrupt endings.
I totally agree. I mean, some people have been fans for the length of the show. We, you know, we have been watching for absolute decades, and you know, we don't always want a slow burn, but at the pace that it's going, like you said, it's just like my head spinning. Like, I'm still working on catching up and getting on board. I support this soap opera no matter what. We're in it. We're in it. We love it. We love the actors and the characters. But yes, it took such a sharp turn that I'm just kind of still catching up and learning this new direction of characters I truly loved. And I could have seen how they could have like escalated this to a different level in a different way.
Oh yeah. Like, I could understand wanting to come in and make your mark.
Yeah.
But I also think you could have done it a little bit more eloquently. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't have to be so rocky. The transition could have been smoother and we could have enjoyed some massive, shocking things to break and to get them where they want to go. Because it's like, after having listened to that podcast and then watching today's episode, so it's like you wanted to start over, so you break up Dex and Joss, and then it looks like you're leading them back together,
right?
And so that's why when I'm looking at it, you know, before we would interpret it, I mean, I still do, obviously, based on the clues and what they're showing us, but given that they're coming in with a whole new direction, it's hard for me to understand, are you like, are you trying to get the band back together? Are you trying to rebuild bridges that have been broken? Because let's say, you know, the fact is Sam moved on with Dante, but then based on today's episode, it looks like they're solidifying that. But I wasn't too sure, because it's like, what did you think about the Sam and Jason scenes?
You know what? I actually liked it, because we talked a long time ago about, you know, Jason in this position of parenting. What does that look like now with his personality, with Sam's personality? And it was really nice to actually see, because, yes, she was very fiery at first, but it was like a moment of honesty, like a moment of rebuilding their trust. And in no way do I think it's romantic, but I think that the point is they have to work together like she worked with Drew to be able to parent her child. And Jason did have some good points, and he took, you know, all the things she had to say into consideration, because the reality is he wasn't there. He made a choice, and he gave her some insight as to why that happened. So, like, I like the bridge that those two are building, for sure. And it's not romantic.
And I think that's why I was so enthralled by it, because we were getting to see a side of Jason that you kind of have been wanting, like the more domesticated version, and
yes,
addressing the parenting issues head on, which totally happened in that conversation. So I appreciated that. Her reaction to the tattoo, like, did you just get this one at a time? Because it's true. Like, if you don't know, even in that moment, I was like, honestly, the whole undercover thing, like, a lot of people know, right? Like, Sunny knows, Michael knows, Carly knows, Anna knows. And at this point, I also knew Dante knew. So the fact that for it's been a while now that Sam keeps going on and on about the fact that, like, where were you? It's like, I legit told your man friend, like, do you guys not talk? Like, so I didn't know, because of all the sharp turns, I wasn't sure how to take that scene, because you have them there and it did feel more parenty, like starting anew. Yes. But then when he chose, I was trying to figure out what it meant when he chose to disclose why he was absent. And now that you're talking and saying, like, you know, that it's not romantic, I do agree, especially after the scene I saw on Friday, especially with her telling Dante, like, that was a clear line, you know, when I thought that he shot you, like, I lost complete faith. So I love that. I love getting that insight from Sam and understanding how she's seeing Jason, you know, saying that. It's more than that. It's about, like, my guilt, because I lost faith in him, because when I thought he shot you, I just couldn't believe this. I was so angry. So that line is there, you know? So when Dante says, yeah, I'm, like, not threatened at all, there's a reason, you know what I mean? There's a reason he's not really thinking twice. And in the past, I think anybody would have thought twice. Like, Drew's thought twice about what Jason means to the person that he's with. So that seems solid. But at the time, originally, I just didn't know what it meant. I was like, are you rekindling this? But I feel now that him disclosing to Sam was more about building trust and trying to do Danny a favor, like, ultimately, like, making that family life a little bit more cohesive. And, you know, by extending a little bit of trust, he was getting Sam's trust back, because their animosity was getting in the way of everything with Danny.
Exactly. Like, Sam's damn lucky. She got Dante by her side. She got to deal with a little side of Jason, a little bit of Drew. Some nice eye candy that walks in and out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought you were going to say, like, for advice and support, but then you're like, no, just straight up, did you know Sam gets to talk to some really hot guys? And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Good catch.
That's why I do this.
And so, okay, so back to Carly. I kind of, like, forgot about that. But, like, so when Carly was talking to Jason, Kate walks in, and just his face, he's like,
his damn face.
Like, just so a little jelly, a little like, why are you here, Carly? Like, why are you guys together? She's like, he's my best friend. He was so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And then the whole, like, you, because that's true, right? Jason, of all people, why are you talking to the FBI? But wait a second. She knows he's an informant.
She knows, yes.
Oh, but she's really good at playing dumb when needed.
Right?
Yeah. So, okay. So then I loved hearing the other side to that, right? Because we saw Carly eavesdropping, and I loved how they are playing up that they know each other. So again, because I was disappointed too, right? They were starting something with Carly and Jason. And I think if you've watched for a really long time, it was so crazy after so many years that they went back to the romantic relationship between Carly and Jason. Like, we all remember, like, she was so self-destructive back then. Mm-hmm. And she was on the cusp of having everything she wanted.
Yes.
And then she saw Jason dancing with Elizabeth at Kelly's. And they were supposed to run off together. Jason, Carly, and Michael. Oof. And then she sees that. And what does she do? She goes and sleeps with Sunny. And they hated each other at the time. Hated each other. And then the door opens. There's Jason, heartbroken. And then there's a conversation in that, like, room, that that art studio of Elizabeth's.
Yes.
I think that's what it looked like. And she could have been happy. She couldn't have been happier, right? That things between Jason and Carly were ruined. But that's where they have that conversation about, we just can't go back. Like, you know, that she crossed a line. So it's like, I remember that and I watched it. Wow. And then it really was a strong line. And, you know, they remained friends, but that door was closed. And if I rewatched it like a few years back, that scene specifically, and man, was he heartbroken, because it had been years since I had seen that scene. So the fact that they revisited this, and with the montage and everything, you're like, oh, damn, that totally makes sense, because their devotion and relationship is really intense. And yes, with all the flashbacks, all the histories, it was like, wow, when the characters had said it again, even the actors were saying they wish it happened a little slower, but it did have to be sped up. So they mm-hmm. verbally said these things, that they kept those feelings in a box. So they were always there, right? Him being in love with Carly, it was just boxed away. Hers for him boxed away. And symbolically, when Sunny returned, she shut the box. She shut the ring box.
Yes.
And everything kind of went mm-hmm. back as it was. So I think for a long-standing fans, it was like, oh, wow. Like, we didn't get to, like, see this. We didn't get to see it play out. But here we are. We're all forced to watch Nina and Sunny play out. Yes. And so yes, it seemed like when they came back, it was really intense. They are giving the floor to the Carly and Jason relationship. Today, yes, it was really highlighted how well they know each other. He was saying, how well she knows me. I can't do this. It's a dead giveaway. He's like, I knew she was there. I was careful to make sure she didn't hear certain things. And it's really all about protecting her. So I don't yes. actually know, right? If they want like a clean slate, like, I don't know their perspective of being pro or against the Carly Jason relationship. It looked like they had agreed to stay friends, but the intensity between them doesn't say friend,
right?
Jeez, it doesn't, Louise. Even though they keep saying it, we're best friends, that look like they're about to combust and there's fire all around them all the time and such.
Right. Heat.
But I mean, the moment she was in the warehouse, and I mean, I felt like, okay, is she going to get dragged into this? But I mean, I should have known better. Carly would throw herself into it.
Exactly.
Especially to get Jason off the hook. But this is what I felt. I felt like, well, Carly's going to get thrown into this. And I wrote, it's going to make her closer to someone. I just didn't know who. Obviously, for me, I would prefer that if she gets closer to Jason. But if they choose to kind of like push the friend thing, then it's John, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, but I feel like they're pushing these characters closer together and things are going to combust. Kate's has all of this info on Carly. So it could be like, and I don't see Jason allowing them to get close.
Exactly.
Because he knows, and he's angry at John for what he's taken. So in my head, I was like, well, if they all have to work together and it gets really intense and he starts to see Kate's having an interest in Carly or getting close to her, he's going to get really angry. And I wonder if that could be the turning point. I wonder if they're open to playing with that.
It would be interesting to see, because at the end of the day, like, this is the person that's protecting. You have all this evidence. Would they play him to get the evidence? Like, how would they use that situation to their advantage so ultimately they could be together and Carly be free? Because like Anna said, okay, fine. They may, you know, you give them Pikeman, then what next? They still have this information. What happens with it?
Exactly. So it looks like they're going to have to get whatever originals. But now this little crew is expanding, because today, first of all, Dante, who do you think you're talking to? Do you not remember how you met Sam? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell her there's nothing you could do. She's a PI and she's discovered more than the GCPD ever has. So right? Like, that's not going to happen. And plus, you're doing a side investigation. It's not like you're even on that. You're not even allowed to be on anything that touches your dad, which means like, I don't even know what crime he's allowed to even investigate in Port Charles.
jaywalking.
Yeah, exactly. He's like on all jaywalking cases. So that's what I don't know, right? Because Sam wants to set him free to kind of like create this like new start for her family and to give Danny the stability that he needs.
Yes.
You know, her whole thing is, well, we need to know what they have on him because that's really the only way we could free Jason. But what does that even mean? Because I don't even know what she's going to do with that information when she finds out it's about Carly. Is he going to be confronted? Is everyone going to confront him? Is like, I just feel like there's a lot of avenues that lead to Carly, because if people find out that you sacrificed 2 years of your life for Carly, at some point, are you not going to be bombarded and confronted about like that? I mean, there it was interesting though, because in his conversation with Anna, he does say, I hold guilt for bringing her into this life.
He did. He laid it all out.
But Sunny has kids with her. She had to hold it down when he was gone. Sunny doesn't seem to feel crap about where Carly has ended up.
Oh, doesn't give two hoots.
So that could be a rationale, right? I did it because I brought her into this.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's enough, right? Because there's a history of people who saw, you know, even if they said like it was a fake wedding, everyone saw. So I wonder like if that's reason enough to be like, well, that's why I did it. Or if it's going to end up being this confrontation of like, how are you going to have a life? How can you ever make a life with someone when she is always there and always your number one? Like, maybe you need to take a closer look at your relationship.
It's like, is it Dante who finds the evidence and just kind of buries it, but has a talk with him? Is it, you know, because at the end of the day, if Dante's the one who finds it and shares it, he's deep in it now.
Yeah, like that's why I don't know what their roles are going to be. And I don't know how Sam will react, because it's exactly. Like all these women have come a long way and have a relationship that Jason's not involved in. Right. You know what I mean? Like yes. Jason was the reason for the divide between Carly, Elizabeth and Sam. I mean, their personalities are very different and their kids have definitely brought them together. But Jason was definitely a huge reason for the conflict.
Oh, big time.
So yeah, I'm just not sure where that's going. And I guess like, you know, we know that there's new writers, but specifically after listening to that podcast episode, it just makes me like really unsure like where they're going. But one thing is for sure is that they're telling us, the audience, that yeah, like Jason's going to get out from under this. Like he's not going to work with the FBI forever and a bunch of people are on it. But again, what does that mean for him? He can't just turn around and go work for the mob again.
Well, that's exactly it. He's going to either run the coffee house. Yeah. Coffee warehouse
as a sole employee.
Exactly. Or he can make it a thriving business, hire some people, move on up, but keep it legit.
I think so. And then something else that he had told Anna, and it's something I don't like. Okay, so we finally know what it is that they recorded her at that meeting that he was supposed to go to.
Yes.
And I could not be more annoyed that like that was the time that Carly held it down. And we talked about the fact that Sunny never gave her any credit or acknowledged that because he was still in La La Land.
Yes.
And now that whole experience is being discredited because she got caught on a recording. And I just keep thinking, but who recorded that?
Exactly. I was thinking the same dang thing. Who do you think it is?
Well, remember Cyrus was there?
I was thinking that too, but I'm like, okay. And yes, who else?
But it's what Dante said today. Because he said this wasn't a mob hit. And he doesn't believe that this is like a real sting. He's like, I'm not sure what the FBI has him doing. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so what do you think that means?
I don't think Cates is a bad guy, but I think he might be inadvertently not doing good work for the right people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're adding more and it feels a bit bigger, more complicated, or that no one has ever figured out the Pikeman storyline ever and they're still spinning their wheels.
They're still working through it.
But a lot's changed for Anna. She like announced that she got this new place, that she was moving out of the hotel. Yes. And then I just said out loud, just don't shoot anyone in the new place.
I was just so excited to see you in Sasha's place.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting fit, right? She tried out Maxi. She ended up in Sasha's place. Wait, was there more? I feel like there was a lot of new sets this week. Am I wrong? No, I don't know. Wait, was that last week? Is there new sets? I feel like there was new... So Anna got a new place for everyone. And there was
Anna a restaurant. Got a new old place.
Do you know what I thought was new? Do you know what I thought was new this week? I'm like, oh my gosh, Laura has an office. And I'm like, nope, Laura's had an office. She had invited Sunny to it.
Yes, she did.
Anyway, so apparently I saw something new this week and I don't recall what it is. I don't.
If we find it, we'll write it in the channel.
Yeah, sure. And, okay, so Felicia came over. What did you think of that conversation?
I loved it so much, but I was really hoping that Felicia was trying to pick it apart because she's so much better at criming or solving crimes than Anna is. So the fact that she thinks there's real feelings there, but as this conversation is going on, I feel like Anna is working through some things and real feelings. I'm like, what is happening? She's already off her plan.
Yeah. Yeah. But Felicia said something really, really incredible. She talked about their bond, like between Anna and Valentine. Mm-hmm. And then she said, you really saw each other, except he liked what he saw and you didn't.
It was deep. It was very insightful.
They moved on quickly, but I wanted to dig a little deeper there because she does have some Nina vibes sometimes, right? Where Nina's not fully honest with herself at times.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
most of the time, but like sometimes more than others. But yeah, it's true, right? She had a push-pull when it came to Valentine. She can't see him for actually, that's true, actually. He can't fully see her for who he is. And Valentine is basing everything on Anna, on the person he's known. And that's a person who doesn't solve things and who acts on emotion and it blinds her. And he's thinking that's still the case right now.
Absolutely. And he just wants to keep a close eye.
Yeah. Yeah. So she got breakfast in her new place. Felicia brought it. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, it was really normal. I like the little normal touches when they do stuff like that because it's like they do so much before breakfast. It's wild.
Always fascinates me. Always.
I know.
Like as an avid TV watcher, that's probably destroyed my life. The idea that so many things can happen before breakfast, like socializing. And it's like in real life, getting ready is like, so like it's completely insane. It's completely insane in the mornings. Like I don't even have my breakfast at home. I have it at work where I have peace. That's my relaxation time. That's where I get away from it all, you know, at work.
Yeah, you're working like super chill, like so much stressful.
Oh my gosh. But do you know what was completely Looney Tunes? Was when Natalia walked into Blaze's
oh my word.
Like, I'm your plus one, right, to a wedding. And I'm like, so you want bonus points for not barging in case your daughter was in bed with her girlfriend, but you think super appropriate, I get to be your date when you have a girlfriend.
Okay, like the level of being bananas, it was like, it's old school Nina, and I kind of love it, but I'm super annoyed at the same time. But the funny thing is, super bananas Natalia is attracted to super not on his meds Sunny, and they quite like each other.
Okay, I have a thought. I have a thought. I have a thought, and I don't know what you're going to think.
Tell me.
So Natalia's part is part Nina.
Bananas.
Except she has more, like, confidence.
Yes.
In what she's doing.
Yes.
I feel like she's a distorted Carly plus Nina together.
Ooh, 100%.
Right?
Oh
like, let's God. Turn Bang up, on. Let's turn up the mama bear, right? And Carly being very involved. And let's turn up the Looney Tunes, the bananas. Let's turn up the bananas. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we find out that Blaze has a brother her mother loves more.
So I'm like, is this for Trina?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's where my mind went, because, you know, I mean, and not to say that everybody needs to be in a couple, but at their age and being in their 20s and like eventually,
well, with the summer coming on,
well, right?
The summer's, wait. Okay, yeah, I know, because the summer's coming, and that's usually where they kind of amp up the teen storylines. No, because I'm thinking about the other.
I feel like you looked at a calendar, and you're like, okay, wait, May.
Wait, summer? June. May, June. Summer happens when it's hot. I don't know what season we're in. No, but because of that news of that new character, Giovanni, he's going to be playing Brooklyn's cousin, but I can't tell if he's on board just for the wedding. He's a famous, like, violinist. Let's say violin player. Like, as if it's like, you know, I mean, I know you can probably say that, but they mentioned that he played for the NBA. Like the violin, I think. I may have gotten all the abbreviations wrong.
I just, when I heard about the brother, I just think between, I'm just segueing.
You're not trying to segue. It's escaping to something you understand. And I get that. I get that. I would want to cling tight to something solid, right?
So I clung on to the fact that, you know, he's going to be this guitar playing cutie that's going to just like win Trina over.
Yeah, that could work. You know, she's. I don't know.
You sound Trina... exasperated. You're just like.
I want to be hopeful. Right? Yeah. I want to be hopeful that it's going to be good. But Trina is not in a good place, right?
No,
she's
no,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, I'm just picturing, because, you know, she has the right to be, her boyfriend is probably dead, right?
Yeah.
And she wants to babysit his brother that she didn't really want to hang out with when Spencer was alive. So there's that whole situation. And then you're like, a hot guitar player could come into town. And I'm like, I don't know. I want it to be that. I want her to be okay. I just don't know where she's at.
Well,
but maybe he likes babysitting too.
I'm just hoping it will spark a little something to just remember what it's like, you know, have a little rebound fling in the summer, and then she can go back to being sad.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not everything.
Well, I mean, I hope she, yeah, she maybe she can move on from being sad, but we'll see. But it's just more happened with Natalia, right? More like, oh, she gosh, didn't more. Seem to like it when Ava spoke about Blaze describing her as Christina's girlfriend.
That whole fucking apartment scene was like next level.
Okay. Oh. Right. So they fight. No, I forget why he. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She deserved that. So they're talking about Carly. She's like, yeah, Carly's bad. Carly sucks. And it's hilarious how Sunny talks, right? Because he like talks about like Carly doesn't want to spend time with me when she's not around.
Yes.
But then to Ava, he's like, Carly's the worst. And I'm like, this is exactly what it felt like when he came back from Nixon Falls. He would tell all these other people that weren't Carly, like, the truth about how he felt. But then to his family, he was like, let's keep it confusing. I think the vaguer we keep the communication, the better for us. So it was sort of difficult, right? Because he was creating relationships that were more genuine with other people and acting like it's such a distorted way with other people.
Yes.
So anyway, he gets all mad. She's trying to amp it all up. She's like, yeah, do what you got to do. And she's like, you're mad. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go for a walk. And then he brings home another woman. And she was like, well, that wasn't a good idea at all. But it's just like, I don't understand. What did she think would happen? Like, she knows he has bipolar. She knows he's off his meds. Where did she think that this is going to lead? Like, he would be erratic, right? What made you think, like, what did you think was going to happen? He's off of his meds, so he's going to be erratic with everyone else, but he trusts me. So regardless of his mental health issues, I live in a bubble, it's a bubble that Nina left behind. And I jumped into, I was like, what's that shiny thing? And I jumped into the bubble. And now I know that Sunny will never turn on me. And even though he has mental health issues and he's unmedicated, he'll never be erratic with me.
It's so fascinating because, you know, and he said, like, Carly is the only one that's seen him at his worst and Jason in the depths and throes of what it's like when he's not on his medication. And Ava is like completely romanticizing this whole situation and trying to
make him fall in love with her. Like, I'm not sure what her exact plan is. Yes, she likes being in the bubble. What exactly does that mean? And she's just, she has this really skewed view of how she fits into it all and how this lack of medication solidifies her relationship with him. It's wild.
She really got high off that inner sanctum, I must say, because right? Ava has lost her mind, because Ava is usually more calculating on top of things. Yes. And I admit, right, it, like, naturally those two had bonded, and, you know, they even got along when she challenged his views on his family and she tried yes. standing up for them. And I think that they were a good power pair. I think it made a lot of sense, but things have obviously taken a turn. And I can understand the image that was happening. They were getting along. She didn't have to fight him anymore, you know, and then all the Carly nonsense came up and it kind of all got to her head. Like, when she talked to Nicholas, she's like, I'm in the inner circle. And she was so high on the inner circle.
Yeah.
And I think, if anything, I mean, if you're Ava, how do you not think it was solid? It looked pretty solid. They were playing house. They were getting close. He wanted her there, you know, and then all of a sudden things took a turn. And that's sort of the role the not being on medication has played. Mm-hmm. But she really is Nina. Like, even in the moment at the Metro Court, because I forgot, right, when Olivia went up to them yes. and she was like, don't you have calls to make? And I'm laughing because it's a playoff of earlier that week when right? she brings Natalia home and she's getting scared now because it's the power, right? And mm-hmm. she's getting pushed out. And it was so awkward to see those scenes and her trying to be in, but also Sunny out of nowhere. Like, how do you deal with that? He was like, Ava, Ava, Ava. And then he turns around 2 seconds later and treats you like crap.
Yeah, it's so bad. But then he gets all mad when she very kindly says, I'm going to find a new place.
But isn't that what he does with Carly? But he did it to her.
Oh, yeah.
He talks to another woman about her in a horrible way. And then to mm-hmm. her face says something else. And then Natalia's like, oh, Ava, I'm better than you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he does that. He tends to play the women in his life against one another, and he lets them fight it out. Even when it came to Ava interacting with Lois, when it came to True. Ava and Natalia, that's what he does. But we have all these characters. Natalia, who's trying to really push her way into the inner circle of Port Charles. She's talking about this son she has from another relationship. Yes. And I'm just saying, like, I feel that Blaze's family has something to do with Pikeman.
I can see her being in charge of some crazy stuff, for sure. She has the personality for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's Valentine. We know that it's Valentine.
But so, like, some involvement in some way. Not the head. But remember, there was a she way back when there was mentioned.
I know! Yeah! And then it became Cyrus.
Baloney. It's so baloney.
So it's true, because it's like, is he at the top? Like, he's running things. But anyways, we don't know, because Pikeman, I think Pikeman started out as this solid idea.
Right.
And now it's turned into this thing where it's like, I am Pikeman. You are Pikeman.
We're all Pikeman.
Anybody could be Pikeman. And I'm just like, yeah, anybody can be Pikeman, because nobody understands this story at all. And do you, right? and you know what I loved also?
What?
So many silent deck scenes. The guy's just around. Was it this week that he jogged by Sunny? He jogs a lot.
Was it this week? Maybe. I can't remember, but that was ominous.
Yeah. He was like, look at me. I'm so fit. Can't catch me.
Right.
I don't know why we're talking about that specific scene with nothing else to it. But like, stuff happened. And I mean, look, it was just really bad for Ava. And then she got weirder. She got extra weird. So it's like, so the whole thing with Olivia, it made me remember Connie. So the whole, like, you know, like Sunny dismissing Ava with the whole phone calls thing. And then she's excited because she has Sunny back. So post the whole Natalia at the house thing. Now yes. they're at the Metro Court together, getting along as usual. And then Olivia comes and is also dismissive. And it's like, sometimes she's okay with Ava, sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
And then for the first time in ages, I'm like, right.
This is
Connie. Connie's Olivia's cousin.
Yes.
Falconeri. She's a Falconeri, right? Connie Falconeri.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I'm like, why are you so grumpy? And I'm like, oh, right. All of Connie's family's going to be at that wedding. And Sunny would have brought her as a guest. And then when they were having that conversation, that was pure Nina land. Pure Nina land. Being like, why can't I go? I don't understand. And Sunny's like, well, you murdered their loved one. And right? So they may be uncomfortable with you there. And then when he brought up Kiki, she got all mad. Like, how dare you? But it's like, but I am trying my best to kind of be really polite and honestly just to follow typical wedding etiquette. Like when you murder a family member, they don't forget. Cause she's like, it was so long ago. And I'm like, is this really Whoa. Coming out of your mouth?
Right.
And then she got extra weird with the pharmacist. She got sexy, mysterious, angry. Like he couldn't follow. Like she's like,
okay. So I watched pills. That scene three yeah. times.
Three times.
I did not know what the F was happening. I was like, does she suspect him? Does she want to sleep with him to mess with him further? Is this the actual pharmacist that was bribed? Was she trying to get him to incriminate himself? Like, no idea. Break it down for me. What did you think?
So only at the end did I realize he's a pharmacist. I'm like, he has an office. Shouldn't you be at, like at a pharmacy? So that was confusing for me. And then when she left and I was like, maybe she is trying to understand that this is the person filling the prescription. Mm-hmm. So that's possible. But let's talk about when I really had no idea what was happening. Let's talk about that part. And so she's like, it was smudged. And then they show the bottle and she just, it's ripped. Like there's a hole. Like it's not smudged. It's not a misprint. And then he looks at her and I'm like, is that bad? Are you not supposed to dig that part of the paper? Because it's in the computer. It's not like she's saying, I have 10 refills. She's saying, I don't know. And he's like, you're Mrs. Corinthos. Even though Mr. Corinthos is famous. And I know right now who he's married to and it's not you.
Right,
because they don't have Google famous. On
the internet. They don't have the internet or Google out there. We know.
Yes, but Nina is famous, right? Like she's also famous in her own right. So, anyways, either way, this guy is like, I'll be happy to give you information. And so then she's like, "Sexy, is there refills? Because I want a lot of refills." He's like, "Well, there's four. There's four of them." And then she's like, "And what if he takes less or less dosages or not take his meds at all?" And he's like, you seem really concerned about the dose. And I'm like, you're making yourself look really guilty right now.
Right.
And then she's like, and what if he's off his meds? And then she's getting sexy and angry. And then she won't stop talking about what it would be like. And he's like, well, it'd have to be based on his past behavior. Again, you pointed earlier something Carly would know. And then he's like, are you having any concerns about him being off of his meds? No. Why? Oh my God. And then he looks scared, but not scared. Kind of like, is she trying to mess with his meds? Does she have plans right? for him? Like, and so, yeah, it's hard to know who was playing whom. All I know is he was lost and confused and doing his best to understand. And every time she said something that sounded normal, he was like, you can see him light up and try to offer her information. And then he went back to being confused. But I'm like, what is your plan, lady? Because then she goes back and is playing it up, like playing the whole hard to get thing. Like, I'm going to move out. And then he's like, I love having mm-hmm. Avery here. What about me? And then she switches from her confident, sexy, threatening voice to like her soft voice with Sunny. And I don't know what she concluded. She's like, I guess it's good that we're going to stay here and I can drive you around. I could be your driver. I can get ties. I can get outfits.
Even that was confusing. I can
bodyguard you. I get ice. I also don't get out much. I know I should get out much, but I think that what I should also do is be around you more. Like, okay. I'm like, this
isn't what is happening.
Like you're unwell. Like, get a Drew. Like, just get a Drew.
Honestly. It reminds me of, I don't know if you watch Seinfeld, but there's a scene when Elaine has no action and she becomes real stupid.
That could be what's happening here. It could be what's happening here. but speaking of Drew.
Yes. Yes.
So thoughts on those,
you know,
platonic scenes? Question mark.
It's a little confusing. I definitely, okay. So I thought for sure round three was going to happen this week with Nina because of that whole interaction that will break down. But I'm starting to think that they may have some like love feelings happening.
With who?
With Nina and Jerome.
Yeah, like three is the right number, right? They put him at the Metro Court and put all of his ladies together in one room. But like they definitely have a bond. And I loved watching her trying to talk about Drew with Valentine. And then she's like, let me test something out here. And then she walks back to Valentine and she's like, I'm getting more out of this. Or something like she has more leverage or whatever.
Their lines together, like Nina and Valentine, like they're really pushing the innuendo. Like Valentine's like, must be working you real hard. I don't know. He had some lines that I was just chuckling. And Nina's just trying to like hide what she's doing and trying to be like real professional about their relationship. It was so fun to watch.
And she ran back to him. She's like, I did good, right? I wasn't weird. But except for the curtsy, did you notice she curtsied after she walked away from Willow? So if you go back and watch when she's done the conversation, she bounces, she curtsies, and then she leaves. And that killed me.
That's perfect.
But I cannot wrap my head around how obvious they made that. Like, even Willow's changed her demeanor, right? She giggles more. She laughs more. She touches him more. And she flat out said, all the flattery, mixed signals. For what, Willow? What's getting mixed up here? Explain it to me. He's your, like, imaginary daddy, right? So yes. I'm so confused when she actually outright says, oh, my gosh, I'm getting mixed signals. What? Because it was there. Like, I'm not imagining it.
No, there's definitely, and it's like this blurred line between like complete adoration and admiration to do I love this man? Like, is the love I have for him in the right space?
It's way too flirty. It's like beyond gratitude. It's flirty. And I'm watching the mannerisms because she's touching him extra. Like there's more touch from Willow to Drew specifically.
Yes.
And the stares and the smiles. So that was awkward. And I just kept thinking to myself, look, at the end of the day, that's the thing. I think it's more the fact that it could be one-sided. Like maybe Willow really does sort of develop something for Drew running to him. Like she already ran to him like, Drew, help me, parent. What do you think about swimming lessons? Should my kids drown or learn to swim? You know, like she went to him for that advice. And I think that the fact that she's open to letting Nina into her life, if like that's definitely going to cause friction between her and Michael. And I think Drew's going to start to become the person she runs to. And I think that's going to get confusing and even weirder when she finds out that he's with her mom.
100%. I definitely like what you said there. Like, I definitely think it's a one-sided thing. Drew is absolutely just looking out for her. And there's going to be this weird place where she's going to be jealous of the relationship that Nina has with Drew. And then they're going to have to work that out. But out of all the problems they've ever had, it's kind of the lightest of the ball.
I know, but this is going to be insane, right? Because it's like there's also Michael. And if she's, you know what I mean? And I do think that her letting Nina back into her life is definitely going to cause some problems. But I loved how like, so when it's like you have the Willow Drew scenes, they keep Nina in the background and they keep her in the background even when he's with Jordan. I'm like, oh, this is interesting, right? Nina's seeing him with Jordan. But I love Jordan. She kills it, right? She's like, do you still want to work with this? She's like, of course, it was my idea. Like, I love her freaking confidence. It was so, so good. So that was just crazy for me, the Drew scenes.
I could just picture a shirt that says, be Jordan.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
if you know, you know.
there was something about Carly's interaction. So when Carly goes to the prison, and she's flirting with that guy, and they already gave us a clue, right? Ages ago when Brennan was in the van with Valentine, where it's like he confessed that like Carly is his weak spot.
Yes.
And so I was laughing because, you know, they flirt, she leaves. And then Brennan out loud says to himself, watch your back, Valentine. And I'm like, he can't hear you. Like, if you actually want Valentine to watch his back, you're going to have to let him know. That I thought was so funny.
Maybe they have a telepathic connection.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. That's what Pikeman is. Like, if you have Pikeman, you know. So that's what really being Pikeman means. And so that's how they go under the radar. So speaking of prison, Laura went to see Heather and Laura was glowing. She's like, oh, first of all, you're in prison. Yay. Love it when people are just who I think have done bad things paying for it. And then also appearing to change all the things that Laura loves happening.
And honestly, early star to Heather, she is such an incredible actress. Like, you feel her range of emotions. You see the difference in how she's doing things. Like, it was just, wow.
It was. Amazing. And, like, I mean, look, she's an incredible actress. But when she brought up Steven, who's also in prison, I'm like, are they forgetting it's a co-ed jail? Like, what would be the reason she hasn't seen him so far?
Right?
And we keep forgetting that he's in jail and nobody cares to visit him. Like, Brennan gets a visit. Like Brennan.
Do we remember why he went to jail?
Something about murder.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I could be wrong. I think there was a patient who was a criminal and he didn't save them. I don't remember. I think it was a long time ago. He was with Olivia at the time.
Really? Your memory is amazing.
Yeah. For this. So it works out real well for the podcast. You know, I feel like it makes it worth it, this whole podcast knowing this stuff. But like, Laura runs to Alexis, and I think we just found Alexis's first case when she gets her license back.
Absolutely. The whole town's gonna be all wonky about it, but I'd love to see her in a trial trying to figure that out.
Yeah, because it's gonna be super controversial. But I love how when Laura takes this idea back to Jordan, she's like, no. Like, it's political suicide. Like, what are you thinking? Like, do you not understand, like, what this is? She's like, you can't be near this. And even Alexis, she confronted her on all the things on a personal level, but she's like, legally, this would be amazing to take on. But I like that Laura had Jordan to sort of keep her in line.
I do too. Like, she's a good person to have on your side and just kind of lay it down for you.
Yes. Well, it was really needed. It's a lot. Like, I understand she feels passionately, and I do agree. Legally, I would love to see this play out because it's kind of intense. And if Laura feels strongly about this, I agree with Jordan. Put the wheels in motion and back away from it. You can secretly support it, but you don't have to go. Like, there's a lot at stake, like she pointed out, not just the city, but close relationships too. And I could understand Laura feeling sympathetic toward Heather. She has a really big heart, and she has a lot of family that she's lost and died. But just do it just more quietly. But she's probably going to go like full-blown cheerleader mode. And I don't know who's going to take over as mayor, because as Jordan pointed out, like, that's not going to fly. Do you know who I think is going to be doing work a la Drew, possibly?
Who?
I think Josh. She said she wants to do environmental science.
Yes. Okay.
And I think she could be like, I think she could still be corporate.
I agree. She could be on board with that project that they're talking about for a community project.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing together. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. But at least she made a decision.
But I love that she has a summer job as a lifeguard of the Metro Court. I feel like a lot's going to be going down and like a lot of fun and parties and stuff like that there.
Oh, I think that is. Because I took it as I'm such a loser. I really act like this is real. I'm like, good for her. She's trying to have some fun and like not be too serious to be your age. But I'm like, it's true. It's the summer is coming and it's probably going to be the hub of some major storyline. So I'm excited about that. There was a little bit of drama. Can you believe in the soap opera this week? There was just
a little bit of drama.
And it was the Harrisons. Like when Gregory was fighting with Finn. Oof. So now we know why that came up. And when that happened, I just yelled at the TV, the past has risen. We thought we put it to bed. And Gregory was like, in your face, you abandoned me. I'm on water. You want to talk to me about etiquette in this case? Hey, Dad, what's up? You need anything? I don't really think Finn's upset about it. I'm like, the guy needs an AA meeting.
Oh, my
word.
Went
to Alexis. Like, he's totally broken up over the whole thing.
And she's like, what's that breakfast?
But again, I think all of this is real. And I'm like, this is perfect because Alexis isn't going to the wedding and she can stay with Gregory.
Exactly.
Like, I'm working this all out in my head before she even calls him. because I'm like, what's going to happen, guys? We need to get everything sorted. One thing that did bug me, though, about Christina and Alexis is that I noticed that when Molly talks to Alexis, it's about Molly's feelings, and she doesn't help bridge the gap to consider Christina what Christina's feeling, even though Molly has been very pro Christina lately. But whenever Christina's talking, everyone treats her like she's crazy. And they spend a lot of time being like, Christina, it's not all about you. Think of other people. But it's a little bit to the extreme. Like, I understand that there are times and moments where Christina, you know, might have a tough time considering all the consequences to things or thinking things through. And I can understand why on occasion it might be important to kind of give her that alternate perspective. But there are times when Christina's talking that I'm like, I don't know that it's necessary. Like, how much should she be thinking about everyone all the time? She can't have a conversation where she's being heard at all.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And I felt really bad because, and she said that exactly to her mom. Like, I have to consider so many people's feelings all the time. And I'm just trying to be myself with you. Like, if it was an actual surrogate, like that whole scene and that little conversation was so significant because she doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. It's like, they immediately jump to who Christina was like 5 years ago. And it's frustrating.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we covered all the things and all the stuff.
All the things and all the stuff?
We did it.
Okay, that's amazing. Yay,
like us. Three minutes under, so let's wrap this part up.
Oh no. I don't have any favorite lines, I don't think, but I love them all.
Okay, so same. Like, I love the banter in the scene with Valentina and Nina. There were some really great lines. There's none in particular that I wrote down for this week.
But stars. Stars for the Nina Valentine.
Stars. Oh my gosh. Stars for Nina Valentine. Star for Ava's face acting when, like you said, she did the soft face. And then she turns into the evil face. I love it.
Oh man. I was just like, what he did to her was so cold. And honestly, Ava is not the type to take this lying down. Watch out. And I don't know how she's going to get back at Sunny for this.
I can't wait to see, quite frankly, because it gets on my nerves.
Yeah. I'm going to give a star to Christina.
Yes.
Who else?
I'm going to give a star to Heather. Star to the Jason Sam scene. Star to Carly's eavesdropping face.
Dante and Sam also. And the Harrisons.
Oh, yeah.
The Harrisons.
That was glowing star. I can't wait to see that wedding, and I really, really, really hope that they have some sort of miracle recovery. And yes, I cannot wait to see the fashion.
I can't wait to see, like, because they're remaking, right? They're doing like they're taking piece of the old dress supposedly and giving like Brooklyn this new dress that's being made that we haven't seen. But I'm also looking forward to seeing what the drama is going to be. I have a feeling something explosive with Sunny. Imagine, do you realize Sunny is going to this wedding and half the guests are cops? Like, Dex is going to the wedding. Natalia is going when Blaze and Christina are going to be there. Dex is going to have to
get messy.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to ask Joss, or Joss is going to end up there. I have no idea, but like, I cannot wait to see the wedding.
So exciting. Oh my gosh, folks, we did it. That's a wrap. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye.
Bye.